This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Want to let you guys know we got buckets and bets coming up tomorrow at the Hard Rock. We're going to be broadcasting live as you guys can experience every upset, buzzer beater, and heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets starting tomorrow. Through the weekends, presented by Hard Rock Bet, we're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages still available at Ticketmaster.com. Get all the info at WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Also, you know, spring training, if you're going to bet on that, not a... It's a bit stressful.
Not a good look, dude.
Don't say it wasn't a good look. I was supporting my fish. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. It's sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. We're going to talk a little cats later on this hour. Gustav Forsling is going to join the program.
We are in the ballroom tomorrow.
Don't ask me any details.
Don't have it.
I actually have some details.
Hi.
Fathers' Day.
Early day for you, by the way. Usually when you're home, you're not here till like 12:50.
Pretty good.
No, more like 2:50.
All right. Sounds good.
Exactly. Anyway, so apparently we are going to be under a shaded outdoor area.
Oh, we're outside.
We're outside.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's going to be like a whole activation outside where people can play also some basketball or something like that.
So, can we see the games?
Let me get this straight.
We're outside.
Without being able to watch any games.
No.
I just got this message.
Hey, you know what?
I love the way non-sports people do sports crap.
Unbelievable. You're serious. Like, we're not going to have any... Are we going to have TVs out there?
I am currently answering back the text message.
Okay, well, make sure the note that I said, you know, 3 weeks ago when I was asked about this, I said, you know, I got to be able to see the games, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, great. Anyway... I've been asking questions.
Why can't we do anything right?
Anyway,
this is going to be great, though.
We're promoting basketball all over the place, and you're putting the people promoting it outside.
I think it's because it's the broadcast.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I don't know.
That you just said words. Like, what?
Do you know what people are going to come by and say? Hey, what's up, guys?
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway,
This.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock. The T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We'll get on to it. What are we going to? We're going to quibble over this on the air. We'll figure this out.
No.
We'll get more details, and then we'll have opinions on it. The Heat, they take on the Pistons tonight at 7:30. Coverage begins at 6:15 with pre-Heat. Panthers. Wrapping up practice, they are going to take on the Columbus Blue Jackets tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday, they got the Washington Capitals. That is in a showdown. Ovechkin's 8 goals away from tying up Wayne Gretzky. So you got to make sure Gustav Forsling doesn't allow him to march towards history.
How old is he? 42?
He looks like 41, 52. 42.
I know he's been around forever.
He had an all. I think before, he is 39.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's that silver hair. He is something. He is something, man. Oh, man. Got more mock drafts coming out. NFL Network mocks the Miami Dolphins to take Malachi Starks, Georgia safety. He's been a pretty popular.
Yeah,
He's been a popular pick for the Miami Dolphins with this.
I would say it's leaning towards he is the best available at that pick.
Yeah, I mean, in this one, this is Daniel Jeremiah, who is the NFL Network guy. I would say all of the top linemen, he's got a run of them all going off the board before they get to the Dolphins. So. That's because right after him, it's Tyler Warren to Indianapolis. So,
ooh, the tight end.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's good. He is good.
He's good. He was like Penn State's best weapon.
Oof, Robbie.
We've had a run of really good tight ends come out in the last few years.
Yep, Bowers was a beast last year. He was awesome.
And some would say he's very similar to Bowers.
Wild. All right, we'll take a break here on the show. We got Gustav Forsling joining us later on in the program. You should join us this hour. We'll take a break. More to come on the show back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Four, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. You nailed it, dude.
It's Alice VJ. Or is it DJ or VJ?
Alice DJ.
DJ. Okay.
Yeah. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com? Free consultations 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
I reckon I'll get over here to the window and check out the weather. Partly cloudy with a light breeze coming out of the east, southeast, at about 5-10 miles an hour. It was a little cooler today. Correct that. Those clouds are moving in a totally different direction. No, they're moving out of the east. It's coming out of the east. Out of maybe the northeast a little bit. 5-10 miles an hour. Temperature's got to be around 75, 80 degrees. Other than that, pleasant day. Pleasant day.
A pleasant day. How do you do, Frog Boy?
Excellent. Partly cloudy, 80 degrees, winds out of the east at 10 miles per hour. You can expect temperatures to dip to 56 or lower tomorrow morning.
Oof. Yeah. And guess where we're going to be? Outside.
Oh, yeah.
Breezy.
Good day. Good day to be outside.
I'm wearing a skull cap.
I don't see you as a skull cap guy.
Huh?
I don't see you as a skull cap guy.
If it's cold enough.
You're going to look like Art Basel.
In South Florida, it's not.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't come outside before 12. How would you know? That's what it's point. Like at 8.
You know what, Leroy? I'm flashing at and I would know. Okay.
You know what? You know what? If you would get up when it was cold to come to work, you'd be on time. But when you come to work, it's all warm and toasty, so
sure.
Like
it's warmed up. The water's boiled up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazon Prime.
I hope you're happy with what you just said.
I think he is.
Oh wait. Yeah. Listen. Jennifer,
you ate.
Jennifer, sometimes the truth hurts.
It hurts so much.
We have to deal with it and move forward, right?
Okay. I'm moving
listen.
Forward.
Seems don't like come out. Are you joining us? Tomorrow?
Yes, I will be there tomorrow.
Okay.
And Friday.
Listen.
And yes, I'll leave right now or after the show. Is that what you're going to do? Okay. What other jokes do you want?
It's going to be chilly. Don't try to wear your little tank top out there. It ain't
going to. Oh, now you're going to tell. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Now we're outfit shaping.
Bring a little jacket or something.
I'll make sure to wear one of my puffers.
I know what it is, Lynn. I'm going to tell you what it is. You know what he probably said? Let's keep those guys away from the food. Because you know, if we put them in the same room with food, we ain't going to never get a show done. I know what he's up to.
Maybe Len was looking out for you because he figured if he put you in buckets and bets, you were going to break Lent.
No, I'm not. How would I break Lent?
Who knows, dude? Who knows? We put you in a position and all of a sudden you're firing off.
Did I break Lent when we went to the Hard Rock yesterday?
It was quiet. It was quiet traffic, dude. Let's be honest.
It's going to be quiet traffic at 10 in the morning.
And you had comments. I'm not going to say what they were, but you had comments.
No, I didn't.
You had comments.
No, I didn't.
He did.
Nope.
Wasn't fat shaming.
No comments were, I wasn't fat shaming.
You weren't fat shaming. But you had comments about people's choices.
I mean, it wasn't choices. It was the outfit that was required to work.
To work?
Yeah.
Yes.
No more investigations needed there, Jennifer. And also, you were lashing out. Let's be honest about it. She's lashing out.
Why are you lashing out at me?
Yeah, you're lashing out.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, you just, no. Here's what happened. Here's how it all started, right? She goes, any advice about Thursday? And I said,
when
yeah,
did I say advice?
Would you say any, what did, I got the
I
text.
Didn't say that.
You said something along the lines, what should I do, or blah, blah, blah.
No, but you were like, you're giving Leroy tone of like, you're proud of yourself.
Oh, so now you're going to minus one me for tone?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that we actually have a button for that, if I'm not sure.
Minus one for sass.
I mean, I'm not saying anything.
We'll take a break. Gustav Forsling from the Florida Panthers. He's going to join us next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We're going to get to some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. Gustav Forsling is going to join us here in a matter of minutes. He's wrapping up his post-practice meal, and then he'll hop on with us here.
Ooh, let me tell you.
What?
Them meals.
Oh, the Panthers?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you know you stole them, dude. Did you take Chilean sea bass?
I was wondering why everybody else was eating sandwiches and chips. I'm like, hey guys, there's a spread in here.
Guys, look. It's an omelet station, and the guy even has one of them fancy chef hats. That's how
and I'm going to tell you right now, Smiley, in the bottom right corner, you better not say nothing, because you went there and asked for an escort.
Yeah.
So listen when I speak? I said it wasn't stolen, it was given. I was on your side. Why do you keep lashing out on me?
No one's lashing out at you, but you did steal Lomberg's eggs.
I didn't. Lomberg definitely ate, so...
So we'll get Gustav Forsling here in just a second. The Cats will be back at it coming up tomorrow, taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets, looking to bounce back from a rocky road trip. Not typical of the Florida Panthers to get out to as many leads as they had.
And have them fall apart.
That was weird. And so you got to imagine they're tightening some things up at practice today and get things right as they head back out on the road against the Blue Jackets and then Washington before coming back for a three against Pittsburgh, Utah, and Montreal. By the way, Utah looks like they have their name, Leroy.
What is it?
It appears they're going to be the Utah Mammoth. That is going to be their upcoming name.
Like Woolly Mammoth?
Yeah, like Woolly Mammoth.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's a wintry name.
It is wintry.
Like, I don't know how I am about single, no S on the end of names.
Ah. You know, well, maybe they are the Mammoths. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But they have this. So, I feel like they're big in that with, like, the Seattle Kraken.
Ah.
I have.
But are there multiple Krakens? Because I feel like in lore, there's only one Kraken.
Right. The Kraken. Mm.
I don't think there are multiple Krakens. So I think there's only one.
Well, there's a Kraken and the Krakalakken.
Minus one.
Fair.
Minus one.
Hey, so here's the text. Do y'all have any info on tomorrow's broadcast?
He continues.
And I replied, leave early. That's it.
Did you see my reply afterwards?
Yes. I know damn well you were cracking up while typing it. Yes, I was.
Another cracking.
Cracking jokes.
There we go.
Leroy could be the mascot.
Ooh,
the Kraken.
Yeah. Yep.
I really wish they would. They would have went my suggestion though.
What's that?
The Utah Ukuleles. Yes.
Just for the alliteration.
But they would have to be from Hawaii.
There are a lot of Polynesians though who are in Utah.
There you go.
Like they're Utah.
Really?
Yeah, there are.
Mm-hmm.
There are.
That would have been good.
Why do I feel like you're just making that up?
I'm not making it up. Why would I make that up? You can bring little ukuleles to the game.
Go look at the team. Go look at the Utah Utes.
Don't do that.
Yeah, they do have a lot.
Yeah, they do. There's a lot in that community. It's an interesting thing with it.
That they live in all that cold.
Is that your ukulele?
Yeah, like everyone in the crowd has got one.
I could see you doing a stand-up bit with a ukulele. Like everybody's got the guitar bit and they're singing songs, but you just bring a tiny one. It's funny.
Travel size.
It's immediately in the spot where you feel comfortable with it.
You could start off and say all these fancy, you know, artists and comedians bring out all this equipment. This is all I got.
Are prop comics still making it big at the improv? Is that a thing, or is that just a Carrot Top domain right now?
No, they've switched to digital. Now instead of like, look at this prop, they're like, look at this clip.
That's what they're doing?
I've seen a lot of look at this clip. And I'm like,
so what are they, stealing other people's TikToks?
No, they just like, for example, I'm not saying anything with this impractical joker, huh? I was just watching an episode of what am I doing, huh?
Nothing live. Just, hey, guys, you remember the best of?
Yeah, remember when we did this?
We saw them live at BB&T.
Oh, yeah, that was happening.
They showed a lot of clips.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's a weird ukulele.
You're clearly just strumming there, though.
It kind of reminds me of like a full-string guitar.
You're just like hitting the punchline.
Yep. That's all I got.
It's kind of like, it's almost like a little fancy turkey that you're making there. How is this guy not the biggest thing in music?
Come on.
How is he not?
Come on.
But first, you got to put the ribbon before your track.
Oh, yeah, that's it, dude. Just... Oh, Utah, you should have took my suggestion. But Mammoth, not bad.
Not bad.
Yep.
Not bad. I wouldn't
get used to it.
And they got blocked by using the Yeti because of the coolers.
Oh, come on, Yeti was a cool name.
That's like, what are we doing?
You know, they should have seen the partnership opportunity there.
Right?
The official cup of the Utah Yeti. You know?
Utah Yeti was a slam dunk right there.
That's good. It would only, my thing is, it would only, well, it's a company name, and that's why you can't use it.
Yeah. But did they get all claims to Yeti?
But here's the problem. They're talking, when you say Yeti,
you're talking about the animals.
And you're talking about coolers. That's one thing. But when you say the Utah Yeti, you know we're talking about, you know, something different.
Maybe because Yeti's
they just happen
not a real
to have
name.
The same name. Is there on Yeti coolers? Is there a picture of a Yeti?
I don't know.
I've only had like a
Yeti coffee tumbler. I've never had like an actual Yeti cooler.
Those are expensive.
They are expensive.
I have a small Yeti cooler that I bring everywhere.
Well, then you go do the investigation, dude. Sounds like you should have more knowledge of this than I should.
Seems like you got the info.
What are you?
But a Yeti would be a cool mascot.
Yeah.
I think it's just like
everybody has that friend.
What?
That avoids all questions.
I'm not avoiding questions. You are the one who owns a Yeti cooler. I would figure you would have the intel on it.
Yeah.
No, I just enjoy the cooler.
Fair enough.
I don't need the origin of the damn cooler or why the company was named that way. I just like my cooler.
And he scores a goal. Just imagine.
But do you want like somebody there playing the ukulele like after the goal song? Is the goal song just
everyone?
I'm trying to figure out.
The ukulele is too like calming for that.
Bring your own ukulele night. Everyone just brings their own.
They don't even let you bring cats.
Would that be as bad as vuvuzelas?
Oh, no, it'd be much more melodic.
That was one of the worst Marlins promotions of all time. That was really, really bad. You had like Dan Uggla and Cody Ross stuffing cotton in their ears because they couldn't tell. It was so annoying.
And the thing that's crazy is I'm surprised they had that many people for it to matter.
Because there was a time where the Marlins got kind of decent crowds on Saturdays. That's why.
But here's the thing. Here's the only problem I've ever had with the Marlins. They always would say, oh, we made this signing. We should pack the house. Like, no. Nobody cares who you get. It's about winning.
It is about winning. Like, that's the thing.
Like, at least keep us interested during the season. Like,
well, that's
you know,
the thing.
I don't mind saying they're just a couple of games out.
That's the well, that's the big difference with them and the Panthers, right? Like, the Panthers put together finally sustained winning, and everybody thought, like, oh, hockey would never work in South Florida. Even the years you would have Jaromir Jagr here, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you have a legend here. Like, they've done that move too, but it's it's putting together consistent. And I just don't feel like the Marlins are ever going to lean into whatever it takes, other than getting, of course, the second biggest weight room in the league, not the first.
Yeah, second.
Yeah, well, Jose Fernandez, he used to pack the house.
Yeah,
That was must see Marlins baseball.
There would be pitchers who could do it. I mean, him, Dontrell, even Sandy. I think in the good years, like, people were hyped about Sandy. Jose was definitely special in that regard. I don't know, you know.
But were we there to see Stanton?
He didn't move the needle like that, other than maybe like his home run chase at the end when he was chasing 60. But like, for an everyday thing, him, Hanley, Miguel Cabrera, no, nobody really had that effect.
I think in retrospect, we probably should have paid more attention to Cabrera.
That would have been nice. That would have been nice.
Is he still the last person to win the Triple Crown?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know.
I know the last person to do it before him was like, what, Carl Yastrzemski?
Carl Yastrzemski, yeah.
I think he was the last. Yeah, that's his MVP year.
He was the last one.
Yeah.
Pretty See wild.
That? Man.
Like, if you need,
look at you.
You're
dude.
The baseball guy. You're the baseball guy. You're so into Marlins baseball. You love baseball. You don't know that?
I do know that he won the Triple Crown. I just don't know that anybody else did it or didn't do it in that regard.
I mean, it's been two guys in 70 years.
Okay. Congratulations. You knew a baseball trivia thing.
Yeah.
You're lashing out, dude.
You're lashing out. Oh, great. You're a baseball guy now.
You think you know baseball?
You guys are embarrassing me in front of our guests.
We are embarrassing you in front of Gustav Forsling. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And go to toyotaofhollywood.com. Panthers star defenseman Gustav Forsling joining us there on the show. Gustav, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us.
Good. How are you guys?
We're good, man. We're good. I have a question, man. We always see you. You're laying your body on the line for these cats all the time. I mean, thankless job of taking these blocks and saving goals, and nobody ever appreciates it like they should for you. How bad does that hurt? I don't mean it to be such a simple question, but how bad does it hurt when you're putting your body on the line for those blocks? Because it looks miserable.
Yeah, it sucks, to be honest. It really hurts. I don't know if you guys have ever taken a puck to the leg or the foot or anything, but it's no fun.
What is the recovery time? Like, how much at this time, all the hockey you've played, does it ever get numbing, or like it sucks every time? And how long does it take to shake one off?
I think it's actually just getting worse and worse, to be honest, because you got bruises everywhere and bone bruises. Bone bruises can take a couple months to get rid of, to be honest. So it's not getting better, but, you know, you get used to it.
Now, have you put yourself in a position where now everybody expects you to do this, and now it's just part of – oh no, I gotta do it because this is what I do.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I enjoy it somehow. You know, you gotta find a little enjoyment in it, in the pain too. But you know, you get a couple taps on your back when you come to the bench. So it's all for the team though. So I'm happy to do it. It's kind of my role. So I'm fine with that.
You guys obviously have like the credential now of being a champion, so I don't think the fan base is worried at all about these last couple losses on the road trip. But very uncharacteristic of you guys. You guys usually third period, two goal lead, never ever let up. Was there any common thread you guys found at practice today as to why you thought that happened? And is there any level of concern with that over this road trip?
Not really. I think we know what kind of went wrong and we know what to do coming up here, and you know, we're gonna play a lot of teams that hungry to make it to the playoffs, and it's gonna be a couple of tough games coming up, especially the first one here at Columbus. They're really on the line to making the playoffs, so they're gonna come out flying, and that's perfect for us. That's how we want to play, and you know, we want to get ready for the playoffs and tune up here.
Because
how hard is it to get acclimated or figure out what new guys who either play on your line or, you know, move you to a different line or whatever, how long does it take to get comfortable with the new guys that come in? You know what they can do, but they haven't done it with you and what you like and what they, does that take a little bit of time? Or, you know how these guys play and you just kind of, you know, figure it out really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it takes for sure a little bit of time, not just for us, but for them to come into our system. It's completely different probably from what they played before. So it's going to take a little time, but I feel like the new guys has really been good for us. They come in, they work hard, and you know, I think that's a culture thing for us too. Everyone really buys into the system and what the coaches and everything. So we're ahead of the schedule, I think.
Is there anything that you particularly liked about Seth Jones, like getting to know him, or anything that you found interesting about him so far?
No, just a super nice guy and relaxed, calm. You can see it on the ice too. I feel like he's very calm with the puck. There's no stress. He's just very smooth out there, and you know, can play big minutes out there.
I gotta ask you about this. So we were listening to your coach after one of these games, where you know he was like, "I kind of like the game, even if you guys lost." Sometimes he's like, "I like the game that we have," but then he brought up something known as the punitive skate, which sounds terrifying. What goes into a punitive skate? Does he have to get you up at 5 a.m. for a punitive skate? How long is he skating you guys to death? And have you had to deal with any of that this year?
No, not really. I think we've been playing solid so far, so we haven't done anything like that. But I mean, just today was a pretty hard skate. You know, he wanted us to be sharp and fast out there. So I think everyone really, really had a good practice today, and you know, fly out and we'll have two games on the road here. It'll be a perfect bounce back for us.
Gustav, you smiled, so you absolutely 100% know what a punitive skate is.
Is it just sprints on the ice? Is it just you have to practice your ass off? What goes into punitive skate?
No, it's just like I feel like we set the tone early on in the training camp. I feel like we do a lot of battle drills one on one, and then you end up skating for 45 seconds. So it's very hard, but I feel like there we start our season there, and you know we want to be the hardest working team in the league, and it starts early in practice and in training camp.
Now you recently welcome one of your fellow countrymen to the game, who plays for the Heat, Pelle Larsson. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was nice. He was watching one of the games. I can't remember which one it was, but he was there, and I saw him after the game. Even his dad was there with a couple of friends, so it was nice. Talked some Swedish. You know, he was super nice. To be honest, I don't watch too much basketball, but I'm for sure going to tune in a little bit more now.
That was an interesting thing. They were talking about this in the Four Nations a lot when you guys are playing, like the idea that you guys get to talk in your own language throughout the games. Was that like was that a relaxing thing when you guys got to be around each other and play for something as cool as that was?
Yeah, I mean, it was super cool just to meet the guys there that you play against for so long, and never really got to know them, to be honest. And it was fun. As you said, we talk a lot of Swedish, but it's kind of a little weird too at the same time. I'm so used to English now. So even on the ice, I'm talking English, right? Because that's what I'm used to. So it's a little weird.
I remember seeing that. No, that happened. I remember in Euros one time, the Heat had a point guard named Goran Dragic, and he was, you know, captain of Team Slovenia, and he just starts yelling at his team, but he's yelling at him in English, and I was like, huh, I wonder if they got all of that.
Yeah. No, it is kind of weird, to be honest.
But do you guys really hate Finland? Like, they kept saying that the Swedish-Finland rivalry, because we saw obviously what happened with USA and Canada, like they're throwing down, but is that a real tenacious beef there between Sweden and Finland?
I think they hate us more than we hate them. I think they're a little jealous of us, but no, but it's a culture thing. I think we've like always growing up, we've been watching the Finns and the Swedes go at it, and we played like even as a junior, I played Finland a lot. So it's something we're grown up with, to be honest.
Can we get your thoughts on Matthew Tkachuk celebrating St. Patrick's Day? What do we think of Tkachuk and Chucky's leprechaun outfit?
I haven't seen those pictures. That's hilarious. He's got some funny outfits for sure.
He has a table at the Elbow Room. Yes, like there's got to be one that's just simply reserved for him at this point. It feels like he's
absolutely, yeah, 100%.
You know, I want to ask you about like injuries, because I see guys get hit, and it's not like, you know, you get hurt on the ice, they don't call a timeout and stop, and somebody comes out in a gurney or something and get you. Is the hardest skate in the world trying to get to the bench while being injured? Because it looks like it hurts so bad for everybody who gets hurt on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, I had one couple of games ago. I got a puck on the heel, and it's just bones, like down on your heel. It's just a bones, and I got the puck right on there, and you know, it, kind of the whole like just leg shuts off. It's incredible, and then you have to try to survive on the ice and not get scored on, and then get to the bench. So for people who never had got a puck on the foot, I mean, it's so painful, and it's sometimes it hits nerves and stuff, so you can't really move your foot at all. But then 10 minutes later or 5 minutes later, you're completely fine. You're just going to have a bone bruise, obviously, but you're going to be fine skating for that game. But it's incredible how effective a puck on the foot can be.
Oh my God. It looks like you got shot with a gun.
It looks brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brutal.
And what was Leroy? What did we see the other day? Was it Gadjevich who was out there? He was in a fight, and then he started like manicuring his own fingers because there was skin coming off of a fight. Like, is this you hockey players, Gustav? I mean, a different breed. What went through your mind when you saw that with Gadjevich?
Yeah, I think he's such a tough guy, man. He's incredible. I mean, we got a lot of them, but it's. He's something else. You know, he fights every other game, and you know, I don't know how he does it, but he's the super nice guy outside of the ice. You wouldn't believe he was fighting for a living, but he's just a super nice guy. So it's funny how that works.
I'm curious about this because, you know, we love Sergei Bobrovsky. Bob is almost like he's got such a routine and things like that, but they say you don't talk to him on game day, right? Like, you don't mess with goalies, but you work with him so closely, you know, in games and things like that. Is it different for you? Like, do you have different rules with Bob, or you still don't bother him on game day?
I mean, to be honest, I don't talk that much myself on, like, just before a game. But I think most of it, you just let Bobby do his thing. You know, it's working for him, so you just leave him alone. And then if it's some issue on the ice or you have a situation, there's no problem talking. He's fine talking. He's not that weird. But I mean, most of the times you just let him be in his zone, so to speak.
How is he during a game, though? Like, do you guys talk to each other during a game? Like, is there game communication between defenseman and goalie? Like, what is that dynamic like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we probably talk the most. That's like, especially my D partner for sure. But on the ice, you know, going back for the puck, you always want your goalie. You gotta talk with your goalie, and the goalie is gonna talk with you. It makes it so much easier. It's such a fast sport. So when you come back there and you got your back against the play, you wanna have someone just give you time or up strong side or a weak side, just something. You want to hear something when you go back there.
Before we get you out of here, Gustav, What's it been like having Brad Marchand around? Is that have you guys gotten used to that?
Yeah, it was a little weird early on, to be honest, just seeing him in a Panther gear and everything. But you know, we had some battles throughout the years, but he's super nice, to be honest. He's fitting in perfectly. He's such a nice guy. His game on the ice is gonna be perfect for us. You know, he's got that skating ability to just stay on the demons, and he's gonna be perfect for our forecheck. And you know, super skilled, obviously, and can make some plays and score some big goals for us.
I can't wait to see Tkachuk and him healthy. Like, that is going to be just bonkers. It's going to be crazy. How physical are you guys going to be when those two guys are back?
Yeah, and then you add Sam Bennett and their line to that. I wouldn't want to play those guys.
It's going to be the most hated line in hockey is what it's going to be, Gustav. You know this. Like, get ready, because there's going to be a lot of scrums coming in the playoffs. Not that you guys aren't used to that.
We're used to it, but it's going to be fun.
Hey, thanks for having some fun with us, man. We appreciate you. It's always outstanding watching you play, and it was great having you on the show.
Appreciate you.
There you go. Gustav Forsling. Check out the Cats. They're back in action tomorrow against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Listen, and, as a guy who's had a bunch of surgeries and played a physical game, I, for the life of me, have the utmost respect for a guy that is willing to jump on the ground to block a shot puck. Like, at no point in time, as physical as the game I played, did I ever think that I was putting myself in harm's way like that.
Crazy, dude.
And here he is saying the worst pain is when you get hit on the foot, which they try to kick the puck all the time.
Yep. Yep, just saving it out.
Right. Just that, like... oh my goodness. Like, it's just, and they're always so like calm. You know, he's calm. They say, oh, what a nice guy. I'm like, the last time I saw him, he was throwing flying, jumping fists.
That's right.
They're calm until you see them on the ice.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Gustav Forsling for stopping by. We take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up. Back after this.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Edmore Sawgrass